This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1783. Were you a wild child? How to talk about your personality as a kid. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Were you rambunctious as a kid or daring? Today, learn 7 new words to describe your personality when you were a kid and find out how to open a deep conversation in English to connect on this topic.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you? We are well into May.
Oh my gosh. Michelle, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What were you like as a kid?
Ooh. What was I like as a kid? Like, so what age do you think?
Oh. Like, I would say, like, what were you like when you were 8 years old? That would be interesting, right? That's a good question, right? Because I wonder what, you know, what can we learn about who the person will become when they're a kid?
I think I was creative. I liked to, one of the things that I liked to do with my two best friends, who I'm still friends with today, was we would put on plays. So we would like create our own plays and perform them for our parents.
Oh, fun.
And, yeah. And I would, I mean, there are some things that are, you know, still show who I am. I liked to write little songs and make my friends perform. Oh, I used to, do you remember the poet Shel Silverstein?
Yeah, of course. Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Mm-hmm. So with that one, like, I think it was with Where the Sidewalk Ends, like I would take the poems and put them to tunes, and I still remember a lot of them.
Oh,
cool. And so I would do that kind of thing, and I would actually then when I was right before college, I was a camp counselor for a theater camp, and I did that for like that was like I made a show around.
Oh, I love it. You were definitely, I feel like, yeah, we can get glimpses of who the person will become later. It seems to me you are a performer at heart.
Yes, right? I was definitely a performer, and I don't know, probably a little bit bossy.
A little bossy? Were you really? Oh, no.
Well, there's a home video of me playing, this was younger than, this was maybe I was 5, mm-hmm. but of me playing musical chairs with my one of my best friends at the beach, and it was only the two of us, and there were like 3 chairs, and our parents just kept on singing, even though we weren't, and like, and we were just going around, and I was yelling, my dad was whistling to do the music, and I, whenever he would stop whistling, I would scream, I would go, whistle! Whistle!
Because you took it so seriously, right?
Yeah, I did. And he would be like, music stopped, music stopped. And like, I'm like, to my friend's mom, I'm like, take away the chairs, take away the chairs. And like,
that's hilarious.
Now that I'm telling this story, I feel like my son is a little bit like me.
Oh, no. Well, that's for better or for worse, right, Michelle?
Exactly. So those are a couple things from my childhood. But what about you, Lindsay? How would you describe yourself?
Oh, my gosh. I think as a kid, I liked being outside. So I always say that on the show. I know it's annoying, mm-hmm. right?
It's not annoying.
Yeah, but it's cool the way you were a performer. I wasn't really a performer in that sense. I do remember doing one like gymnastics routine at a block party. Mm-hmm. But I think when all the adults were like, we're not watching you, at that point, my dreams are crushed. but I loved animals. I loved horses. Mm-hmm. I loved to be outside. I loved to run around. I loved my friends, swimming, just kind of an outdoorsy kid. Outdoors and animals were my thing.
Mm-hmm. So, no, it is interesting because a lot of times who we are as kids, I mean, of course, we change a lot, but there are things that, you know, are just in us. So, yeah, you still love animal. I mean, you love dogs.
My puppy right here. Yes, of course.
Exactly. and you certainly love being outside. So, you know, in that way, there are things that stay with us.
Ooh, that's really interesting. And this is a conversation that you guys, our listeners, you could have. Right, with a colleague, with a friend, a new acquaintance, to really go mm-hmm. deeper and get some mm-hmm. insight into the person and to connect. Don't you think, Michelle?
Absolutely. And guys, many episodes back at this point, we did episode 1731, and that was how to share your childhood memories in English. So these two episodes really tie together. So go ahead and listen to episode 1731 to get the way to do that as well.
I love that. Okay, so let's give our listeners a little vocabulary to do this even more, to kind of describe who they were. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of times when we talk about being a kid, we use certain descriptive words. And so we're going to go over some today. You may know many of these words, but we're going to specifically relate it to kids on this episode. And it's good not just for describing other kids, but also describing yourself. But I noticed something when I was planning this, Lindsay. You want to know what it is?
Okay. I want to know.
I feel like a lot of words used for kids can be kind of negative sounding.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. I think that different cultures have certain ideas about kids. You know that expression, which I don't agree with this expression. It's a very old expression, but it's that expression that people always said in the old days, kids should be seen, not heard. You know that expression?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but I do think that's the way kids have been looked at over time. Like, they're just there and don't bother me and just like be quiet. It's not surprising that a lot of these words are on the negative side, you know?
You know what? You're going to laugh at me. One of like, I feel like I would love to talk to your mom one day because I know she's like in child psychology, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's a child psychologist. Yeah. PhD.
I'd be so curious to like hear things, you know, from her perspective as I make decisions. And like, I feel there are certain things that you've told me like about like colors your mom would dress you in and that I think about too. Like I think about those things. So she sounds like so interesting.
Yeah, she absolutely is. And if you open that conversation, you will not end the conversation. She will talk to you for hours.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
But yeah, no, she loves that. And yeah, it's good that we have people in the world that are experts on this. But in a way, like every parent is an expert on their own kids and they know what they need too, right? So
True. I think that people, like one of the things that I read is like that, you know, people kind of expect little kids to be mini adults, but they're not adults. They're kids. Like we can't, and they don't have the same, it sounds funny, but like their brains are different. Like, completely. So we want to have positive language around kids, but I'm kind of teaching some of the common ones and not all are negative, but I just wanted us to reflect on that before we get started. Cause I love kids and I don't want you to think that I don't.
I mean, it's really interesting. It's a really good point, Michelle. We're going deep on this, but I love it because, for example, this first word, let's just go ahead and teach it and then we'll talk about it. Is it negative or positive? You know, it's
Well, how do you pronounce this? I always feel like I'm pronouncing this wrong. How do you pronounce this word?
I say mischievous, but okay. Are you wondering if you say it like mischievous or
I've
something?
Heard people say mischievous, and I don't understand why they say it that way.
Yeah, I say mischievous.
Okay. Okay, me too. Good. All right. Well, okay. I don't know if people are mispronouncing it when they say mischievous. I have heard
or maybe werewolf wrong, but I don't think so.
We don't know. So we recommend, guys, mischievous. Even though this, I think what it is that people are mispronouncing it because they see the spelling is a little weird.
The spelling is a little weird.
But there's no I after the V here. And if you have the app, guys, you'll be able to see it right away. AllersEnglish.com/app. Let's give an example sentence.
All right. So I was mischievous when I was a kid and always got into the fridge.
I was going to say one thing that's interesting here is that I feel like a mischievous kid probably becomes an adult that just pushes boundaries, which isn't necessarily a bad thing in adulthood. So it's proving your point, Michelle. You know, something that's negative in childhood becomes probably an adaptive trait in a lot of ways.
Right. That's true.
When you're older.
And you know what's interesting? Like, I don't feel like we describe adults as mischievous.
No, that's the point. Exactly.
Describe a dog as mischievous.
A dog? Oh, now we're comparing animals to kids. Not good.
But I do think that, right? Don't you think people use it true. Like for dog? Mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
Dogs and kids. Yeah, I think you're right. It's like kids aren't given always the same like level of respect in a way, right? Yeah. In the vocabulary that we tend to use as a culture. Very interesting. Well, let's see if that's true with the other ones, because some of them aren't. That's not the case. Right.
These aren't all like, negative sounding.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so the next one is daring. And this one daring. I would say this is for adults and kids.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
But daring. So like I was really daring as a kid. Now I'm more risk averse.
So in that case, you became the opposite. That's interesting.
Right. So, but daring, I feel it can be used for adults, but I feel like it's also pretty common for kids as well.
Yeah. And then fearless. I love this one. We talk about this as a way to speak English, a way to be in the world as an English learner. Fearless. My son is fearless. He climbs up so high without even getting worried. That's because he's never gotten hurt. I wonder who that's
about. Yeah.
And also, I mean, we could have a whole other conversation about how, you know, does our culture encourage fearlessness more in boys than girls, right? I mean, we could talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll save that for another day.
Well, yeah, I'm interested because you know, guys, I'm having a little girl, so I'll have. Right. So I am like, that's why, like what you told me about your mom, like it just, you know, I think a lot. But now that I'm having a girl, like how will, like I don't want to treat her differently, you know?
Exactly. You don't. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, just to reiterate what we're talking about here is my mom's whole thing with gender was that she didn't want to dress me in pink because she didn't want the world to see me in pink and then immediately change their voices when they talk to me. So like that was an observation. If you see someone in pink versus blue, like, you know, the gender, and then you change what you say and how you speak. It was more about the tone of voice. Like, she didn't want the world to tell me how I should be, that I should be soft or feminine or all these things. It's pretty astute, actually.
So now that I'm gonna I thought back to that, and how am I gonna make these decisions, and
it's a good question.
Careful about that.
It's true, because you can't always tell the gender necessarily with a kid all wrapped up, a little baby. You can't tell if they're a boy or a girl. And the problem is, though, if you like, with my niece, I feel like she didn't wear anything but pink between ages 0 and 8, because everything is pink. You go in the stores, there's so much pink.
So very, very interesting.
But
interesting,
you could do hand-me-downs. I mean, if you just decide, but you could do hand-me-downs from your boy. Like, you could, clothing.
I will.
Yeah, and hand-me-down toys too, right? I mean,
oh yeah, there's going to be a lot of that with this
Transformers and that kind of thing. The girl can have Transformers, you know.
Oh yeah. Like yeah. all his like bed sheet, like good crib stuff. Sheets with like mm-hmm. you know trains. Dinosaurs. That, you know, like yeah. there's no
totally.
Yeah,
I'm excited to hear about the adventures here and the decisions.
Yes, thank you. So the next one is Spunky. So what is Spunky?
Ooh, Spunky's good. I think we've thrown out this word a few times on the show before. Mm-hmm. Spunky's like, it makes me think of Punky Brewster. Spunky. Uh-huh. I was so spunky as a little girl. I wore tons of plastic jewelry. I guess it means you have a lot of personality.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's about me, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. I was obsessed. I wore like chunky. It's not that it was like bracelet. I mean, it's not that it was like pink stuff necessarily, but I wore like chunky, cheesy jewelry, just like giant stuff.
And did you still like walk around in your mom's shoes too? Like big heels?
Probably.
That's so funny. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So spunky just means energetic, lots of personality, maybe a little bit mischievous at times, right?
Right. Yeah. And then the next one is opinionated, right? Mm-hmm. So not sure if this is like, I feel like this is used like when people use this, they are using it in a negative way.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Not always, but I think so.
But this is another good example of where if you use this word for an adult, which it does work for an adult, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, well, no. The word outspoken, I guess.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking I should have done like a word to match for the adult.
That would have been great. That would have been great.
Yeah, I know. I just thought of it now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think opinionated becomes outspoken, which is actually an admirable quality in American culture, right?
Yeah, but people also don't. But sometimes people get frustrated with it. Like, you know, it kind of, I don't know. It's good and bad.
It's good and bad. You got to know when to voice your opinion and when to just be quiet, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, all right. My daughter is very opinionated, which is great, but sometimes makes my life tough.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, the next one, picky, so common. And I know you've struggled with this over the last few years with your son, right? I think you mentioned something.
We did an episode about it.
Okay,
yes. Episode about eating. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of times, like, it's used to talk about eating. Like, my kids are so picky, they only eat peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of parents go into parenthood saying, my kid's only going to eat kale and avocados. But mm-hmm. then you have mm-hmm. the kid and they're, like, wailing when you give them anything other than peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you just got to accept it.
Exactly.
Try your exactly. best.
And then wild. I love the word wild. I love the concept of wild. And so I was wild as a kid. It wasn't easy on my parents, right? And what would you call an adult that's, I guess adults could still be wild.
That's true. They could be.
Unbridled.
Wow. Unbridled. Yeah. I don't know. I have to think about that one.
Mm-hmm. Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Well, we could do a whole spectrum of words. Unhinged, I guess. I mean, we could go off for our listeners, but we'll stay focused here. All right.
So, Michelle. Yeah. Well, we already talked about this. If you can tell a child's personality when they're little. But Lindsay, do any of these, do you think, describe you most as a kid? Which one describes you most?
I would say I was pretty fearless on skis. I started skiing when I was 3 and hadn't gotten hurt yet. So that's why I was fearless, because I didn't know how dangerous skiing was. And then luckily I built the skills to not get hurt. Hopefully, knock on wood, because I have control over my skis. Maybe a little spunky, but it sounds like you were spunkier.
I was going to say spunky. I would say if I had to choose one.
Spunky. Would that be your number one?
I think that would be the number one.
Yeah. Got it. Love it. All right. I love it. Should we do a little role play for our listeners real quick?
Let's do it real quick. So we are talking about our childhoods.
All right. I was so rambunctious as a kid.
Yeah, I was a wild child too, and very opinionated. Kids can be so brutally honest.
Yeah. Once I told my babysitter that I hated her.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. Yeah, I was pretty spunky too. I loved to wear accessories and tons of them.
Yeah, I was very picky with my fashion though.
Wow, I was really daring. I'd wear the brightest colors and nothing matched.
Yeah, I was pretty mischievous. I'd wear my mom's clothes. I'm starting to say it the wrong way. I'd wear my mom's clothes and I'd get stuff in her closet without her knowing. I was fearless.
Okay, go ahead.
You were a wild child. I love that. So good. So let's go through them real quick for our listeners. Then we got to hop off the mic. I love that we have a bonus phrase today for our listeners. What is it, Michelle? That's a good one.
Rambunctious. That is a good one. Yeah. So also just kind of like wild, right?
Wild. And it also, to me, adds a physical element, this word. So you right. have a wild spirit and you are running all over the place all the time, like physically just causing problems, I guess. not necessarily a terrible thing, but it could be hard for parents to have a rambunctious kid. But true, hey, kids have spirit, right? They've got spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go through the other one. So I said I was a wild child, too. Sometimes people put that together, like wild child, right?
Mm-hmm. And very opinionated, you said. I love that. Kids should be opinionated, you know? They should be.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And then you said...
Then I said I was pretty spunky, too.
Yeah, good. And then I love to wear accessories. And then I said, yeah, I was pretty picky, right? With my fashion.
I said, with your fashion. And then I said I was daring. So I was talking about, you know, what I would wear. So it could be about what you wore or what you did, right?
Yeah. And then I said, yeah, I was mischievous. And just to make sure our listeners are clear, pronounce the word mischievous. Even if you hear it differently, go with mischievous. We're feeling confident about that one.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Good. And then you said, I was fearless.
Yeah. Good stuff. So what's the takeaway for our listeners? This has been a very robust topic today.
Yeah, well, we really got into it. I mean, we talked today about gender, about kids and what we expect from them and how, you know, who you are as a kid sometimes, you know, is reflected in who you are as an adult. And oh my gosh. Wow. But we gave you vocabulary today and, you know, I don't know, hopefully a lot to think about.
Yeah, guys, try opening a conversation again. You know, go back to that other episode about experiences as a kid, memories, and then listen to this one again and pair the two together. Then start a conversation with a colleague or a friend about your childhood. And then you'll find at the end of that conversation, you're going to be more deeply connected to that person, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my gosh, this was a fun one, Lindsay.
Yeah.
And so I will talk to you later.
All right. Good stuff, Michelle. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.